KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Burlington Notre Dame pulled away in the second half, and they went on to a 90-50 win over Adair Casey in a Class 1A quarterfinal game yesterday at the Girls State Basketball Tournament in Des Moines. Burlington Notre Dame head coach Colin Alfred says they needed to make some adjustments at halftime.
And once we let them back into the ball game, we started missing our free throws. We were putting that at the line. Started turning the ball over a little bit. And we shored that up and came out and played a great second half. I think we scored like 53 points in the second half.
He says it was a matter of shutting down Adair Casey's offense.
We just started playing defense, and our offense came out of our defense, and it just flowed for us. It was a nice second half.
It was a big third quarter, a 37-point third quarter. Taylor Hickey led the Nikes with 27 points, and she agreed with her coach on the defensive adjustment.
Our offense just comes right out of our defense, we think. We have such a great guards together that we work. So our defense, if we're pressing, we get those easy steals, our confidence goes up, and then we just open up our shooters from there.
Adair Casey coach Corey Bart says his team just couldn't get a stop in the second half.
Well, they come out and just shot lights out. I mean, that's tough to defend when you can shoot that far away from the basket.
Bart says they had a great season at Adair Casey, and the best way to end it is at the state tournament.
They have nothing to hang their heads about. Our three seniors have had a fabulous career. The other girls, I challenged them. I said, these seniors, they didn't get here by taking summers off. You got to come in the summer and not to be complacent with where we're at. We want to make sure that we come out, we work hard. Let's try to get back here again next year.
London Vice led the way with 23 points for the Bombers as they finished the season 23-4. Burlington Notre Dame advances. They improved to 22-3, and they'll play Janesville in the semifinals on Thursday. Janesville picked up a win over Rockford 58-46 in a quarterfinal round game yesterday as well. Well, Newell Fonda pulled out to a 44-13 halftime lead over Bedford, and they never looked back in a 73-37 win in another Class 1A first round game.
You know, Bedford's a very good ball club, and we just had some things go early and often for us, and our kids took full advantage. I know we missed a couple of easy shots early on, but once we got the buckets to start falling, the press really took its toll, and we were able to force a lot of turnovers. And our kids really do pass the ball well. They find those open players, and they're truly unselfish. They don't care who scores, and that's really tough to stop.
That's Newell Fonda coach Dick Youngers. Senior guard Renee Manneman tied a state record for the state tournament with 13 assists.
You know, she sees the floor so well, and she gets the ball where it needs to go, and I can't say enough about her development over the years, and like I said, just a phenomenal player.
Well, Manneman had little to say about her accomplishment.
Give credit to my teammates for catching and scoring.
They did. Manneman is happy to be able to get the win as they try to get back to the championship game. They were the runners-up last season.
I think losing last year really makes us more hungry. And
Claudie Larson and Haley Feline led to Newell Fonda with 16 points each, and Manneman had 13. Emily Weed led Bedford with 12 points as Bedford ends their season 17-8. Newell Fonda advances to the semifinals Wednesday with a 23-2 record as they'll face off against Colo Nesco, who beat Linville Sully 38-34. In 2A quarterfinals played yesterday, it was Cascade over Northwest Webster 43-21. Hudson outscored Woodbury Central 85-74. And North Lynn posted a 57-49 win over South Central Calhoun. Seven more games on the slate for today at the Girls State Tourney. In 2A quarterfinals, it'll be Western Christian facing Des Moines Christian in a 10 o'clock game this morning to close out the 2A quarterfinals. Then the 3A quarterfinals will take center stage with Crestwood facing Bondurant Farrar, Clear Lake playing Unity Christian, MOC Floyd Valley facing Center Point Urbana, and Mediapolis playing Williamsburg. Then tonight, a couple of 4A quarterfinals will hit the court. At 6:45, Harlan will face North Scott. The Cyclones are 23-0, ranked number one in 4A, and they'll face a North Scott team that's 17-6 on the season. That game will be followed by Dallas Center Grimes versus Carlisle to close out day number two. Well, the boys' sub-state finals last night had a few surprises. In Class 1A, Belmond Clemmie beat Gladbrook Rhinebeck 57-52, Dunkerton over Jessup 63-58, and West Lyon beat Galen Catholic 52-46. In Class 2A, Trainer upset Kemper Catholic by a score of 56-51. South Hamilton beat St. Edmund in overtime 58-53. It was West Fork over New Hampton in overtime 53-50. West Marshall beat Des Moines Christian 55-52. And Western Christian, a winner over Sioux Center 69-66. In 3A, sub-state finals last night, Harlan shut down Glenwood 54-29. It was Humboldt over Carroll 70-62. 52. Also, Central Clinton beat Benton Community 58-47. Sheraton over Bondurant-Farrar 63-61. Grinnell beat Fort Madison 62-58. MLC Floyd Valley over Bishop Heland Catholic 75-63. Dubuque-Wallert beat Cedar Rapids Xavier 70-62. And Waverly-Shellrock over Crestwood 61-53. Those winners all advanced to the state tournament. Tonight, the 4A substate finals are set. Ankeny Centennial will play West Des Moines Valley. North Scott faces Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Bettendorf plays Davenport Central. Des Moines Roosevelt plays Southeast Polk. Dubuque Senior faces Linmar. Urbandale will play Des Moines Hoover. Iowa City West faces Iowa City High. And Sioux City East will play Sioux City North. Those winners all make up the state tournament field. Well, North Carolina was the only ranked men's basketball team in action on Monday. The number 14 Tar Heels eked out a victory against Notre Dame. James Michael McAdoo hit the go-ahead shot in the lane with 3:09 left and finished with 14 points as the Heels beat Notre Dame 63-61. North Carolina blew a 14-point halftime lead and had to fight for its 12th straight win in its home finale. The outcome hung in the balance until Marcus Page blocked Eric Atkins' driving shot on the final play. Also in college basketball news, Joel Embiid will sit out the final two regular season games for number 8 Kansas so that he can rest a lower back strain that's already caused him to miss a game. It's also possible the freshman center could be out through the Big 12 tournament. Jayhawks coach Bill Self says Embiid re-aggravated the injury and that experts have told the team's training staff that the best remedy is simply rest. An MRI exam taken on his lower back came back negative. The 7-foot Embiid is averaging 11.2 points and 8.1 rebounds despite only playing basketball for a few years. Well, the AP Top 25 this week is Florida still on top. The Gators got 46 first-place votes as they remain number one. Wichita State picked up 14 first-place votes. The undefeated Shockers stay at number two. Arizona remains number three. They got 5 first-place votes. Duke and Virginia round out the top five, followed by Villanova, Syracuse, Kansas, Wisconsin, and San Diego State. Some others in the top 25 this week include Michigan at number 12, Creighton at number 13, Iowa State is in at number 16 this week, St. Louis is number 17, Michigan State's ranked 22nd, Oklahoma is 23, and Iowa is in at number 24 in this week's poll. Iowa State plays its final regular season road game tonight at Baylor. The Cyclones beat the Bears on January 7th. 87-72. At the time, both teams were ranked in the top 10. ISU coach Fred Hoiberg says Baylor hasn't changed their approach much since that meeting in Ames.
They're playing similar. They're running a lot of the same actions, like all teams, though they run a couple new things. They've adjusted maybe a couple of their actions. They run a little bit differently. But for the most part, you know, it's a similar team with what they run and the defenses that they play. You know, so it's going to be a lot of the same prep, but again, they have new wrinkles like all of us do at this point in the season.
Well, the 16th-ranked Cyclones had a four-game winning streak snapped on Saturday, losing at Kansas State 80-73. ISU struggled at the free throw line, making 20 of 30 attempts, and Hoiberg said he's not spending much time talking to his players about free throw shooting.
It's a great question. I mean, how much do you talk to your guys about it? You know, some of our guys are very mental, and if you say something to them, they think more, and that's what you don't want. That you don't want them thinking more. You want them thinking less when they step up to that line.
The Cyclones also shot just 34.8% from the field in the loss to the Wildcats. Still, Hoiberg said his team had a chance to win.
We did not shoot the ball well from the field or the free throw line in our last game, but because of the effort that we exerted and put out there, we still had a chance to win. And that's all you can ask your guys. You're going to have nights where the ball doesn't go in the basket, but if you go out there and compete, you're going to have an opportunity.
Following Baylor, Iowa State will host Oklahoma State on Saturday to close the regular season. The Cyclones could earn the number 2 seed in the Big 12 tournament, but Hoiberg said regardless of seeding, they'll still face a great team in Kansas City.
You look at a team, well, shoot, they're going to guard us the best. You look at this team, they're probably the toughest team to guard. You know, so again, you look at where we are 2 through 6 right now, it's going to be a tough matchup any way you look at it.
Iowa State is 22-6 overall. They're 10-6 in the Big 12. Baylor is 19-10, 7-9 in the conference. Tip-off tonight in Waco, Texas is at 6 o'clock Central Time, and that game will be televised on ESPN2. In the NBA last night, Memphis beat Washington 110-104, Miami over Charlotte 124-107, Brooklyn beat Chicago 96-80, Detroit 96-85 over New York, Milwaukee topping Utah 114-88, Minnesota outscored Denver 132-128, the LA Lakers topping Portland 107-106, and Sacramento beat New Orleans 96-89. Four games in the NHL last night, Columbus beat Toronto 2-1, Dallas 3-2 over Buffalo, Minnesota topping Calgary 3-2, and Los Angeles a 2-1 winner over Montreal. In football news, Peyton Manning will remain the Denver Broncos quarterback at least one more year after clearing a medical hurdle. A person with knowledge of the results tells the Associated Press that Manning has passed the physical on his surgically repaired neck. That was a requirement of the contract that will pay Manning $20 million next season, according to the person who spoke anonymously, because results of medical checkups typically aren't announced. Manning won his fifth MVP award in 2013 when he set single-season records by passing for 5,547 yards and 55 touchdowns while guiding the Broncos to their first Super Bowl in 15 seasons. Also around the NFL, Washington placed a franchise tag on three-time Pro Bowl outside linebacker Brian Arakpo, all but assuring that he'll remain with the team next season. He'll make about $11.5 million for 2014. The NFL has formally designated New Orleans' Jimmy Graham as a tight end for the purposes of his franchise tag value, which is now set at $7.05 million next season, unless Graham and the Saints subsequently agree on a long-term deal. Because Graham often split out from the offensive line as a wide receiver would, there have been questions concerning whether the NFL's collective bargaining agreement calls for Graham to have a receiver's tag, which is worth $12.1 million. Graham still could file a grievance, leaving an arbitrator to decide which tag is appropriate for a player who caught a team-high 86 passes for 1,215 yards and 16 touchdowns last season. Wide receiver Anquan Boldin has agreed to a two-year $12 million deal with the San Francisco 49ers that includes a $9 million total in guaranteed money. Boldin led the Niners with 85 catches for 1,179 yards to go with seven touchdowns last season. He was set to become a free agent. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.